You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I just sent you, Scott and Sam, a run do not walk from the New York Times. So they will send, like, what should you be streaming right now? And this looks so funny and so stupid that I am going to watch it because we could all use a laugh, okay? It's going to sound dark, but it's not. Follow me here. It is John Cena, and the name of the show is Jackpot. It's just a one and done, okay? Apparently, it is set in 2030 California, and it is open season on the winner of the state's monthly grand lottery drawing. Anyone who kills the person who wins gets to keep the money.
Dark?
It's a comedy. When the struggling former child actress Katie Awkwafina is selected as the newest winner, sorry, victim, Noel, played by Cena, volunteers to protect her until nightfall. And if she can survive, she gets to keep the $3.6 billion prize. And he earns 10% of it for his security services.
Nice. Mm. Sounds interesting. Sounds.
What is it on?
Gory.
It is on Amazon Prime.
Okay. We've got that. I have something to tell you.
I'm going to watch it. I need something like it's drama funny.
Yeah.
It's a dramedy.
I have something to tell you that you're not going to like.
Oh.
So last night we went home and watched Wheel of Fortune.
Of course.
Watched a little KU basketball. Great game. Very exciting.
Oh, no. I know what's coming.
What?
I know what you're going to say before you even say it.
So I said to T, I said, you know, Dana won't shut up about this new show called
Disclaimer.
And I said, it's on Apple. We have Apple. Do you want to give it a shot? She said, sure, let's give it a shot. We got about...
What?
We got about 20, 25 minutes in.
And not even a full episode?
Scott!
She looks over at me from the couch and she says, are you as confused as I am? And I go, I'm not only confused, I don't get it and I don't like it.
Scott, oh,
it bounces all over the place.
Well, I'm reading the synopsis.
It's a book. Look, I should have told you, hang with me here, that the scenes in France are a flashback.
But you didn't.
Well, I figured it out watching it. I even said out loud as we were watching it, that's his son and this is a flashback.
Okay, I didn't know that was his son. I thought it was him.
No, it's his son. At the very beginning, the book says...
They need to tell you that.
Scott, at the beginning, the book says, for Jonathan. The book, the disclaimer says, for Jonathan. The flashback in France on the beach and all of that
is... What about on the train?
The son. It's all the son.
I didn't know that. By the way, that was a rather athletic sexual performance at the beginning of the movie.
Stick with it. This is a series about revenge and it is so good. And by the second episode, your jaw's going to be on the floor.
All right.
Wait, we've got some aggressive, not safe for work scenes right out of the gate.
It opens,
they gotta hook you.
Let's just say it opens on a train in a private car.
I do want to say to everyone, and it's not giving anyone
like risky business.
This is not giving anything away.
Mm-hmm.
But it will
that was on the train.
Help you if you are not one to pay attention to a movie. The scenes involving the teenage boy are 25 years ago flashbacks.
Okay.
20-year ago flashbacks.
You didn't tell me that.
Okay.
I told T, I said, I think what they're doing is going back in time, and that guy is him.
No.
And then...
He is the son of
Kevin Kline.
Kevin Kline's character.
But then there was a reference to something modern, and I remember saying... Well, wait a minute. That didn't even come about until like the year 2000. And that's when she looked at me and she goes, I'm confused. Are you confused? I said, I'm confused. Yeah. I'm bored and I don't like it.
Okay, so I promise you, if you just watch it with the understanding that that's 20 years ago and that's his son, it will all become very apparent very quickly what is about to happen.
But does it become better?
It's so dark, Dan. It is dark.
Oh, okay.
Is there a recurring theme of things that you wouldn't want to watch with your mother?
Now the opening scene, Maggie would have gotten up and just walked out the house.
Because this sounds a lot like the show that I was describing called Rivals, which is supposed to be about two news anchors who are rivals, but there's a whole lot of Well, basically every 5 minutes, it's a full-on, you get to rival, see in detail what's happening.
Let's just say that I could conclude, based on the opening scene, that this young man is a long-distance sprinter.
Okay.
Very athletic, if you know what
a
I mean.
A marathon runner.
Yes.
At a sprint pace.
I just want to remind you, there's only seven episodes, and USA Today has called this the number one show.
I'm going to give it one more shot.
Of the year.
I'll give it a shot.
Even if you read three sentences of the synopsis, it would make you would go, oh. But again, if you were just paying attention, you would also have gone, oh.
So from the text line, Scott, you have to pay attention to detail. It is very good if you understand what's happening. Well, I was paying attention and I didn't understand. Also from the text line, don't go back, Scott. It's terrible.
Oh my gosh.
Also from the text line, it's basically soft core.
No, it is not. Well, not yet. I'm only on episode two.
It's an adult drama.
This person says episode three is basically soft porn.
Okay. Well, it's coming, and I know how, because let me tell you right now, a lot of it is shot through the lens of his Nikon camera. You did notice that.
Yes, I did.
How sometimes it was going, yeah.
Oh, well, I saw them taking pictures of
this. This is artistic.
Very artistic, Dan.
I don't like that.
I see.
I like Axel F. I like Top Gun Maverick.
You'll see this in the trailer, Dan. I'm not giving anything away. I keep wanting to call him Colin Firth. I don't know why. Kevin Klein opens a drawer that belongs to his deceased wife, and there is a Kodak envelope with photos inside of it.
Uh-huh.
That's all you need to know about this show.
Okay.
And he has her closet removed.
Yep. It's...
all the items in her closet are finally taken out. She's been dead for years.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah. Have you seen The Diplomat?
Yes.
Fantastic show.
Phenomenal.
That one is fantastic.
Scott would like that. It's about spies.
Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good
intrigued.
One.
Big I just fan finished, of spy shows.
I just finished season two.
By the way, shrimp lovers will notice a key item missing from Red Lobster's new menu. In an interview with Today that aired on Monday, the new CEO, Demola, can't pronounce the last name, announced that the seafood chain's revamped menu will include 9 new items, from a lobster bisque to bacon-wrapped sea scallops. Yummy. However, he confirmed that the $20 endless shrimp deal has ended permanently. Yes.
About ended the chain as well.
Quoting here from the CEO, I can do math.
Are you implying the last guy couldn't?
Well, here's what's coming back. The scallops and the lobster bisque, as I mentioned, they're bringing back hush puppies.
Oh.
They were gone?
Yep.
Disgusting. Ugh.
That's disgusting. That's sacrilegious.
Do you even know what those are?
Do it's I like even care?
Fried corn balls or
it's
something?
It's a fried hush ball puppies. Of deliciousness.
Ugh.
That's a meal in itself.
Lobster pasta's coming back. Parmesan-crusted chicken. Grilled mahi.
Ooh, love me some grilled mahi.
So you can get shrimp, but you're only going to get like 7 of them per meal.
It's not unlimited to the point that the gluttonous American society can have 750 in one sitting.
I mean, you're
not talking about
myself. Hush puppies anyway, you know?
Is it gluttonous, though? Because shrimp is like one of the healthiest foods you can eat. It has zero fat, very few calories.
Yeah, if you don't dip it in butter.
And fry it up.
I can't believe they dropped that little nugget on us on World Kindness Day. I feel like they should have waited.
Not very kind of them.
Right? Wait until Monday at least.
Hey, guys, I'm not sure how far Dana is into disclaimer, but she is not even close to what is about to happen.
I know. And you know you can sense that it's coming, and you're like, oh, this is going to be bad.
Quick break. Dana Wright. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be nice to each other today. It is World Kindness Day.
Mm-hmm.
You can be mean to everybody tomorrow, but you have to be kind today. Those are the rules. We don't make them, we follow them. Joining us in studio, of course, is Mindy Corporan, good friend of the program. We've known her for many years, and Dr. Michelle Robin. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
understand Thank we have you. An announcement that we would like to make today.
We do, but I just said, and first of all, I love you both ladies so much, and I'm so happy to see your happy faces on World Kindness Day. But I'm not announcing our own announcement. I said, Scott's got to have Mindy do it. So I'm so glad that you're here ahead of the 2025 event that we are all going to be involved in.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. So I'm here much earlier than normal, and I appreciate that you all thought that World Kindness Day was worthy enough, that I'm worthy enough to be here on World Kindness Day with you all. So I flew in last night just to be here today when you said I could have a seat at the table. So my seat at the table is to...
Let me interrupt for just 1 second, just because we haven't even mentioned the name. You run, created, are the brains behind the 7 Days of Kindness.
Yes.
And which is an event that is held every year in Kansas City. And it usually involves young people, if I'm not mistaken.
It always involves young people. Yes, all year long. We have a kindness youth leadership team, and they come from all over the Kansas City metropolitan area. Right now, we have about 40 young students, high school age, who run our kindness youth leadership program. And they are mentored from September to May, and then they also mentor us. But we are helping them become kindness influencers.
Nice. And what is your announcement?
And our announcement is that Dana Wright and Dr. Michelle Robin are our honorary co-chairs for 7 Days 2025. And Yay. Our theme is Cultivate Kindness.
Cultivate Woo-hoo! Kindness.
Yay!
Yay!
And Dana was picked because I wasn't available.
No. But I am honored and thrilled, and this has been an organization, Scott, I know that you know this. This has been important to me and important to my heart and how much I love Mindy. And there have been so many beautiful things and moments and friendship and love and all of the beautiful things that were born after a day of hate. And we don't even talk about the hate anymore. And Mindy, that's because of you, that you shifted your focus to make our world a better place. And we can't change what happened 10 years ago, but we can make a better path moving forward.
Yes, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, and I'm honored to join the team, getting to hang out with you, Dana, my new BFF.
And, oh, you're going to regret that.
Yeah. Well, the pickleball, we're pickleball friends now around kindness. Kindness brought us to pickleball.
I know. Kindness has already gotten you connected to pickleball.
It did. So, Dr. Robin, introduce like yourself and how... We'll talk a little bit about how you and I came to be together and all of those things, but also you are the founder and chief wellness officer of Your Wellness Connection, and Cultivating Kindness, our theme this coming year, really rolls into all of the things that you've been doing already in Kansas City, which I love.
Yeah, so Your Wellness Connection's been around about 33 years, hard to believe.
Wow.
And the whole goal is to help inspire people to be well to themselves. Because when you are feeling good mentally, physically, and spiritually, you're actually more kind to other people because you're operating from this homeostasis. And so kindness is just natural. And to join Mindy, and I remember that day very, very well, and know exactly where I was at the moment that I found out. And we've just been kind of lock and step ever since. And we knew each other before and were friends before, but now we're really, really good friends.
So... Okay, so Michelle and I can call her Michelle. So Michelle and I met through what was called Women Who Mean Business. It's now Women of Influence. Mm. And we also were in the Helzberg Entrepreneur Mentoring Program together. So Michelle and the Hempers came to my office at Boyer Corporate Wealth Management and interviewed me. And I was intimidated by her, but I also looked up to her immediately and I thought, I want to be her friend. I hope she wants to be my friend. And we did. We connected and were good, became good friends. So Michelle was the first person who got me out of the house to go for a walk after my dad and Reed were murdered. And we met at a park and we just went for a walk.
Just walked.
She just helped me go for a walk. And that was crucial to my healing. And she knew I needed to get out of the house. And so she did that for me.
In fact, Dr. Robin, we talked about forest bathing yesterday. Just forest getting bathing. Out into nature and being outside is good for the soul in a way that kindness is good for the soul. All of those things.
You know, there's just so many things that are good for the soul. And being outside is one of them. One, you get the vitamin D, right? Vitamin D is a hormone, and it helps people, helps your bones, helps your mood, helps your sex life, all those good things.
Oh.
That help be more kind, Scott.
I'll be walking more often.
Yeah. And then earthing and grounding and foresting, all those things are just really back to nature. You know, we've become kind of locked in our rooms.
Yeah.
And how do we get back in the world?
One of the things I want to ask you, when I first met you on the pickleball court, you were wearing a shirt that said, be good to people. And today you are wearing a shirt that says, be good to people. And I think we live in a world where sometimes it feels difficult to be good to all the people. And so explain the mantra, be good to people. That could mean in traffic when you want to throw up hand signals that you shouldn't. That could mean in life. It could mean sitting next to the child at the lunch table who's sitting by himself. Mm-hmm. I just love it. It's simple, but we should all do more of be good to people.
Well, it's like being kind. And just so you know, when you see me tomorrow, well, I may not have it on tomorrow, but probably 7 out of 7 days I'm going to have it on, whether I'm playing pickleball or I'm at my office.
Yeah.
And so it's easy in my wardrobe, black and white, black and white. It's that simple. It started by a gal in Colorado, and she said, why can't people just be good to people? It's as simple as black and white. And I think being kind is a choice. And so how can we choose that? And I know some people have been wronged, you know, just like Mindy. Mindy was so wronged, you know. Mm. However, she's turned that to face outward and say, you know what, I'm going to make a difference to the positive. Yeah. And we, in today's times, we've got to be looking for that. Because, you know what, as they all say, we're all divided. Well, I'm not sure I think we're so much closer than we realize, except we look at what separates us. And so how could I look at you from a soul to soul versus role to role? And this is a reminder when I'm walking through an airport or I'm in traffic, is how do I be good to other people? And I really don't need that reminder, but at some other times other people need the reminder. But sometimes I do need it, because sometimes people are ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't dispute that being kind is a choice, but if it is, and I believe it is, why would people choose to be unkind?
Because they're dysregulated. Our nervous systems are so dysregulated because we don't have the right chemistry, whether we're eating too much sugar, we're having too much caffeine, we don't have the right chemistry. It could be that we're not getting enough motion, because motion creates, motion creates lotion. We call it lotion is motion, and it creates function. And so in a society, we're so dysregulated in our nervous system. That's why vagus nerve stimulation has become really popular. So I believe that people have just lost touch of who they were designed to be.
So she is very technical about that. And I'm going to say many, many times people choose to not be kind because that's what they're taught. That's what they see. So maybe
the environment that they grew up in.
Maybe generations and generations. And I think that's what you would say too, is for generations, Michelle would say that people have become dysregulated, deregulated, and then our children feel that and see that now. Everyone is seeing that. And it's difficult to choose something when you've never seen it before and you don't even realize that that is an option. And so it's important that we focus on this is an option to be kind to someone and to give them the benefit of the doubt, have a crucial conversation. Doesn't mean that we have to agree. I don't have to agree with you, but I can be kind to you and listen to your frame of mind and your frame of thought.
And ask questions. You've taught me to ask questions even when it's uncomfortable, Mindy, to ask questions. It's okay to say, tell me more about that. Help explain why you think that or why you feel that. And I think, Scott, it brings us back around to the young people. And if we can instill more kindness and more questioning and more conversation and more movement in our young people, that's a ripple. And you've heard the foundation will say, make a ripple, change the world. Make a ripple, change the world. And it truly does. And I believe this with our young people, it will ripple out. And you've seen that ripple, Mindy. You've seen with the young people that we have profiled even on this program, who have followed through with the 7 Days organization.
Yes, our Kindness Youth Leadership Team they're amazing. And you had the two young gentlemen that you had on were scholarship winners.
Yeah.
So 7 Days has this platform for Kindness Youth Leaders, but we also have a platform for youth who are doing kind actions. And when someone out in the community sees that they're out there, they bring them to us and then we can offer them a scholarship for their kindness action. They might be graphically inclined and create art. We have an art competition going on, and we're just announcing this year we're accepting our new nominations for our Ripple of Kindness winners, our Ripple of Kindness Award winners. And you might remember that in 2024, in April, we recognized 10 amazing Ripple of Kindness winners on stage. It was phenomenal to have all those people on stage at one time.
Names that you would recognize, Scott, and we'll get to that after the break. And then I also want to talk more about the Kindness Breakfast. What is it? How can people get involved? We have a garden theme this year, and I'm so excited. And we'll do all of that and more with our guests, my dear friend Mindy Corporan and Dr. Michelle Robin, my co-chair. My co-chair.
Braggers. I'm just the tag along.
We'll be back straight ahead with all of that and more on Dana and Parks.
It is World Kindness Day, and who better to have in studio than our good friend Mindy Corporan? The 7 days is in April of next year, but today we are announcing that Dr. Michelle Robin and our very own Dana Wright have been named as co-chairs for next year's event, the 7 Days of Kindness.
So excited. And the breakfast specifically, I want you to talk a little bit about it, Mindy. It's one of my favorite events all year because it does involve the kids, and the ambassadors over the years have been amazing. But the kids' stories and seeing all of the, I call them children, most of them are in high school, but get up and talk about their kindness journey is something that's been very heartwarming to, I think, all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all kiddos. Well, it is our fourth breakfast, and we're shaking it up a little. We're going to have a few different things going on, but it is definitely focused on our kindness youth leaders being part of the program, and then our scholarship. We call them scholarship action winners because they need to do these high school students. We're looking for high school students who have created something out of kindness completely on their own. They saw something that was wrong. They thought about doing something, and they did something. So this last April, we celebrated one young woman who created a clothing closet in her high school. So for students who showed up at school or were leaving for home and didn't have appropriate clothing, and they had this, they called it an Irish closet. And so there are people out there, and we're focused on the students, the youth, who are just creating acts of kindness so that we can celebrate them, we can help them move forward with that ripple of kindness. This year new, we are going to have a very small silent auction. And I say small because it will probably be about 5 auction items where we plan on having them in place by February so we can start promoting that. And again, everything will be garden themed. So our theme is cultivate kindness. What we're working on with these students is helping them cultivate who do they want to be? Mm. You know, what purpose do they want to have in life? And we want one of their values to be kindness. So we're continuing to focus on that and also changing some things up at the breakfast.
Well, the event, of course, is called 7 Days of Kindness, and it is a week-long event. But how do you get it to continue for the remaining 51 weeks of the year?
Well, we get it to continue because of our kindness youth leaders. So we are pulling them in and sending out applications in April and May. And then we're recruiting them during the summer and talking to them during the summer. And then they come on board in August, and we start their mentoring in September. So for us, it's year-round. We also have schools where we put our resources into schools. Our goal for 2026 is to have our resources in every school in the metropolitan area.
Every school.
Every school in the metropolitan area by December of 2026. That's what our aim is. Yes.
So I also feel like, and Dr. Robin, maybe you can speak with this, sometimes Generation X or Y or whatever generation we're on now gets a bad rap that they're always on their phones and they're lazy and we have all of these problems in America. But that it really isn't the case. I mean, I think even to some of the Ring doorbell camera footage that you end up seeing go viral, and it goes viral because we need that. We need good stories, right, of the child who sees that there's no Halloween candy left in the bucket. And instead of being upset about that, fills the bucket with his own candy. We see these acts of kindness, and I think maybe sometimes the headlines are just what's wrong instead of the good and the being good to people.
There's so much right going on in our world. You know, the people, like you said, do the candy or the somebody who opens the door or someone who reaches out to a friend. It's just, you got to be curious. I think that we have to be curious about, as Mindy said a little bit ago, why would somebody act that way or do something like that? And a lot of it is just people have on their forehead 4 letters, MMFI, make me feel important. And I think if we can walk out and we can look for people doing right things, we will make them feel important and they'll want to do more right things.
See, I've always been convinced that this idea that the, and Dan is my witness, I've said this 1,000 times on this show, people say, you know, the younger generation, they're just no good. They're lazy, or, you know, they're always, to Dana's point, they're always on their phone. I don't believe that for a New York minute. There are plenty of wonderful, talented, educated, kind young people in this country today. I refuse to buy into this theory that just because they're from a younger generation that it's not as good as it was when we were kids. I won't buy it. I refuse.
Let me ask you something, Mindy. The high school students who are involved now would have been 7, 8 years old mm-hmm. when your life changed that mm-hmm. day. How do you impress upon them, with a positive view of everything that has happened since then, also how this entire organization was born? Because they wouldn't have probably remembered it.
Right. They don't have any memory of it. They see a video that we have, and they hear from me. I speak to them virtually. I live in Florida now, and when they start their program, I'm usually in Florida. So I speak to them, and I try to be part of that. But when we engage them, but Jill Anderson is our director of youth engagement, and she has been with us since the very beginning. She's been part of 7 Days for all 10 years, and she and the rest of our team, so Ruth Biggis is with us here today, and all of our team do a wonderful job at explaining what happened, and it's no surprise to the students when other things have happened in our lifetime now that they are seeing, and that they go back and they say, oh, well, this happened, and that's why I'm part of this activity.
Yeah.
Because it's making a difference on everything else in life now. So I don't want to pinhole them or only keep all of our actions just focused on the murders of my dad and Reed. That is what started it. I say this every year. That is what started it. But we have moved, and we will continue to move further and further and ripple out, because other things do happen to people, and we still need more kindness, not just because of that event.
Tell us about the event coming up in April of next year, and for young people or their parents who want their young people
or teachers
to get involved, how do they do it?
Yes, well, the easiest email is always info@7days.org. So it's SEVENDAYS.org. Our April event is April 2nd. It is a breakfast. It will start at 7:30. It will end at 9:30. Anyone who knows me knows that we are extremely prompt.
Yes.
It's going to be fun and engaging, and the people who come will leave more inspired with joy than they had when they got there. It's at Resurrection, a United Methodist Church. That is their new branding. Resurrection, a United Methodist Church.
Can I still call it Core?
It's not Church of the Resurrection anymore?
It is not. So
I
found that out about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and I got it confirmed today. So I'm sure they're very grateful that it's on the radio now, too.
Got
so
it.
They would like us to call them Resurrection rather than Core. So we all have a lot of changes to do. But it's Resurrection, a United Methodist Church. It's inside the Foundry. The church is located in Leawood, off of Row, and everyone can find.
You can't miss it.
Right, you cannot miss it. You can't miss it. But it's inside the big area. I would say I think it's called Building B.
And everyone is invited, and there has been it's got law enforcement, mayors, anyone that has a stake in kindness, and that's everyone, really.
Yes, yes. I'm also going to say there's only room for 400 seats.
Yeah.
And so while everyone is invited and we want everyone to come, the sponsorship page is now up, and tickets are now available, and we always run out of seats. So I'm hoping that, you know, we do get the sponsorships that we need to carry on, because we want resources to be in every school by the end of 2026.
And it's give7days.org.
It is 7days.org. Yes.
7 and spell out 7, SEVEN, days.org, if you are interested in becoming a sponsor. And you'll get to meet Dr. Robin. You'll get to meet Dana, because we're going to be up there.
Be up there hamming it up. You'll be hamming it up.
Cannot wait. No, you're going to ham it up right along with me. Might bring our pickleball
She's
paddles.
She's going to rub off on me.
Yeah, get ready.
Pickleball. Yeah, we can play pickleball afterwards.
I mean, that's gardeny, right, Mindy?
Okay. All right. I'll say yes to that.
Well, we wish you nothing but success.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being partners of ours.
We are honored. Absolutely honored.
All right. Mini Corporate and Dr. Michelle Robin with 7 Days. Dr. Michelle and Dana are the newly announced co-chairs of the 2025 7 Days event. It starts on April 2nd. If you need some more information, go to 7days.org here on KMBZ.
So you just heard that Michelle and I play pickleball together, and Mindy has started playing. And that's one of the reasons I got up at 5:45 a.m. one day this week, which I have not done since I gave birth. And I cracked my paddle. Long story short, we were playing at serve and I cracked my paddle. And it was long overdue that I get an actual paddle. I mean, I think the first one I bought, Scott, was like $30 at, you know, Walmart or something.
You got the cheapy starter paddle.
So I went today to get the professional equipment that one would need at the level of athleticism that is displayed when I'm on that court.
Okay.
And I called Dr. Robin this morning. I said, hey, I'm standing here at the store. Like, which one? Remind me, what would you get?
Are you teammates or do you compete against each other?
We are teammates this week and last week. So she was telling me what to look for. And I go over to the pickleball paddle aisle in a local large sporting goods store. There are now security... What do you call it, Sam?
Tags. I mean,
like
the
big, large
theft prevention tags
yeah. on the paddles.
Some of those get up into the $400, $500 range.
I had no idea. Scott, Now, you can still get one for like $60. You can.
That's what I use is the $60 standard.
But I'm standing there and I'm like, when did this become a thing where like...
Oh, you can get different thicknesses, different widths.
Simmer down, pickleball. You're not golf on a tennis court.
Well, it's getting that way.
You can get different thwacks.
What?
The sound that it makes when you thwack it.
Yes, it's a different thwack.
How can you change the sound of the thwack?
The density of the composite throughout the center of the paddle. It thwacks differently.
Because how much did that one cost?
I don't want to talk about it.
$150.
$150?
That's just a guess.
I went with the Selkirk.
Let's look it up.
I am looking it up.
Pro Air Midweight, because I loved the way the grip.
Selkirk.
Mm-hmm. Selkirk.
$180.
It's made with a polymer honeycomb core.
$180.
Patent is pending. I love the way it feels in my hand. It feels firm.
If you went with the Selkirk Sport Lux with two X's, that would be $250.
They did not have that one, but another friend of mine said, I went with the Lux. Go with the Lux.
Did
they
you
didn't
go
have
with
the Lux.
The Power Air Midweight? Is that what you said?
I have the Amped Pro Air Invicta.
Oh, that's $180.
Yeah, it was $170. But listen. I am christening this.
You better be going pro.
Sucker tonight. I am excited. It's a little bit longer than the one I'm used to because when I miss hit, I tend to miss hit high.
Did you
get it wider?
The unveiling of the Selkirk is happening tonight. After the show. I brought clothes to change in and we are christening this thing this evening.
But you like that one because it's longer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and the grip is thicker. Whack, whack, whack. I'm so excited.
All right. Got at least two Dana-isms out of that one.
Theft prevention.
It's a serious business.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see people mass stealing pickleball paddles, especially with the craze that it has.
Oh, my gosh. Rash of pickleball paddle pilfering reported in, Rockville, D.C., Raleigh-Durham. Look at this.
The pickleball paddle fencing market is exploding.
Oh, my God. Someone stole $4,500 worth.
Dana. There's the Selkirk Sport Pickleball Paddle Amped Pro Air, and then there's the Selkirk SLK Evo Control Max. They've got like 500 different kinds. They all look exactly the same.
Oh, my gosh. A locally owned business has been the target of thieves in Denver, where someone stole $30,000 in pickleball paddles. No wonder they've got the little whatever you call them on there.
Theft prevention devices.
Huh.
Who knew?
I had no idea until today. There you go.
Ukraine's border guards cannot trademark the anti-Russian wartime insult, Russian warship, go F yourself, because it is a political slogan, according to an EU court.
What?
The cry, Russian warship, go blank yourself, was the defiant response of Ukrainian defenders to a Russian warship calling for surrender.
That's right.
In the early days of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The General Court of the European Union said the phrase quickly became a symbol of Ukraine's fight against Russian aggression and was widely used in a political context to promote support for Ukraine.
Okay.
The bold words were the last known radio communication from Ukrainian soldiers on Snake Island.
Yes, you remember this. We reported it at the time.
The words soon became a widely memed symbol of Ukrainian resistance. The phrase was repeated on everything from T-shirts to postage stamps and road signs. But an EU court has said it is a political message and slogan, so Russian warship, go blank yourself, cannot be trademarked.
Oh, come on.
So anybody can use it.
You want me to use it right now?
Not, no.
In a sentence?
No.
I can do it. Oh, come on, just once.
You can do it once.
You can do it once. And then we would all need...
Everyone together!
New jobs.
Quick break for
hey,
me.
Russian warship.
No, we're good, Dan. Thanks, buddy. Thanks.
Not on World Kindness Day. We'll say it in tandem on Monday.
News I think with, it's time for news.
News with Dan in 2 minutes here on Dan and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.